Glory to Jesus Christ. When I was growing up in Slovakia, I remember having visitors at our house from America. And as always, they wanted to see the church treasures that Slovakia has. And one of those treasures that Slovakia has are wooden churches. So we go see these wooden churches, and these visitors of ours, they marveled at the quality of each wooden church we saw and entered. So every time we entered the church, you could see beautiful woodcraft, icons, and other church-related things. And most of the churches were filled with icons. Whether you looked everywhere where you looked, there was an icon, either an icon painted or hanging icon, or sometimes it was icon on the icon. You know. And I remember a very specific icon that was painted on the back of the wall of the church. It was an icon that I did not see before, and it was a scary looking icon. It was a huge, and it covered the whole wall. And the exit door was right in the middle of it. And on the both sides of that icon, there was a representation of hell and a representation of heaven. So me being little, my father took his time and explained that icon to me and why that icon is placed where it was placed. It is a beautiful memory that I have, and it's an amazing experience. And every time I enter a new church that I have not been before, I turn around and I kind of hope to see it. It is a beautiful and strong symbol in which this icon shows the faithful what is awaiting us. That icon that I'm talking about is the icon of last judgment, and I brought it here. It's on the tetrapod. Today is the Sunday of last judgment, and it's also Meat Fair Sunday. The Meat Fair Sunday takes second place, or the name of it, because it only focuses on one passion, which is passion of gluttony. But when we look at the Sunday of last judgment, the whole Sunday focuses on not just one, but every passion of the whole human being. And I think that the church changed the names because people are a little bit weak of faith and would not be able to handle this symbolism that icon carries. So let me explain you a couple of things from this icon. The first and very first symbol you can see is the very center of the icon. It is the open book, the book of life. The book of our own life where everything is inscribed, every good and bad deed. It is open for Christ to read and judge accordingly. And our conscience will be present at that moment also. And where this conscience is this unforgiving prosecutor, and will point out to Christ every unconfessed sin and every poor or bad deed. And then we will go either to the right or to the left. Eternal life, eternal torment. This book, which is open in the center of the icon, is also the same book that Christ is holding. You can see it up there. This is on this icon also. It is the gospel book. They are both the same. And it makes sense. Every Christian's should be an imitator of Christ. Every Christian should be living according to the gospel. And if we would live according to the gospel, and if all the books of the gospel were lost on the earth, they should be rewritten by our example, our living example. Now, it always is better to see the icon of Christ with the book open still, because rather than it being closed, because our time is up when the book is closed. The time of wording of the gospel is done, and when our own book is open before Christ, he will judge and he will make decision if he came close to living out the gospel or not. At that time, we do not have a word. The book speaks for itself, and it speaks for us. But we have a word when we are still alive, when we can still come to church and confess our sins. Then, next to that book, you can see two angels. One angel will show you to the right, and it's the way to paradise. And other one will point you to the snake, to hell. And in some icons, the particular angel has a spear that pushes that person away from him. And this snake that goes to hell has rings around its body. And these rings symbolize every unconfessed sin that was committed. And the tail of that snake ends up in hell. Now we are at the bottom of the icon, and it splits into two. On one side, you can see the cherub guarding the paradise. It only lets in those who are worthy, who's the angel on the right sent them down. On the other side, we can see the end, the tail of the snake, which points towards a smaller human being sitting on the lap of a larger human being with wings. That larger human being, being, is Satan. And the small being is Judas, who rejected Christ for worldly treasures. Judas is not in the vicinity of Satan. He's not standing next to him. He's sitting on his lap. That image is profound because it is us. It's us every time we sin. We nest ourselves in the lap of Satan. When we look back and look at the cherub guarding the paradise, behind him we see Theotokos and angels and a man with a cross. And if you were at our book study, you could hear Father Miron talk about a wise thief and how he received paradise when he saw Christ on the cross next to him. He is depicted there holding his cross. He humbly repented and received paradise. Then the icon swoops on the top, and all the saints, angels, archangels, prophets join and stand next to God according to their rank. So when I think back to that church when I was little, it makes sense that the exit door is right in between the heaven and hell of that icon. Because this icon is just a reminder that after we receive the precious body and blood of our God, and after we tasted heaven during liturgy, we must go back out to the world, and our actions and deeds will be judged according to the gospel. So let us remember this icon, not just today, but every single day of our life. Let it be the icon that instills within us the fear of losing paradise. And when this fear is within us, and we do our best to live out the gospel fully, then the good deeds come forth naturally, and we will never have to second guess ourselves. Glory to Jesus Christ.